Chapter 4, New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve in Gotham City.
Time to ring in the new year. Now let's see. Co-pilot, check. Navigator, check. Stewardess, what is that in your mouth? Federal regulations prohibit smoking on this flight.
Nice to see you all smiling, though.
And this smile will never, ever fade away. Up, up, and away! Or whatever the hell the expression is.
I'm late. My informant was good, but not nearly soon enough. The Joker killed the ground crew, and from what I understand, he has only just begun. He is bent on using his deadly Joker gas on the crowd that gathers in Gotham Square at midnight. Something in his deranged mind can't handle what Holiday is doing to the city. The Joker has proclaimed, "This town isn't big enough for two homicidal maniacs." Set the car to autopilot. If I am to stop the Joker, and I must, it has to be before 12 o'clock. I shoot a line at the plane, latching onto it, and I'm off. Harvey Dent's office. The district attorney is overworked, underpaid, and a friend.
Harvey, old man, if you had half a brain, you'd call it a night.
Mr. Dent, I hope I'm not disturbing you.
Working late again, Vernon? You'll never get ahead putting in all these extra hours.
But you're working late, sir. You've been working late every night this week, ever since I started.
See what I mean, Vernon? There's two ways of looking at everything. It's New Year's Eve, son. Time to go home, kiss the wife, and hope that next year's better than this one's been.
Yes, sir, but there's something here. On the Roman case, I've been reading old police reports and...
I'm sure you can wait till next year, Vernon.
Sir, this is important. I've found a connection, a link, between Carmine the Roman Falcone and billionaire Bruce Wayne.
Let me take a look at that.
I'm sorry, sir. It is late, but I thought you should be the first to know.
And the second, actually.
Sir?
Unfortunately, Bruce Wayne seems to have known about this for some time.
Almost midnight. I hold on as tight as I can, riding as the plane flies.
What's wrong with the world? After all the aggravation I went through just stealing this crop duster, you would think they would give me one that would fly right.
I climb the line, making it finally to the plane itself.
Dead weight!
I climb all the way to the cockpit, bringing my head down to face him. Put the plane down. Now.
Maybe later.
He tips the stick.
Right now, I've got work.
Joker!
I fall.
See ya!
But I'm just able to grab onto the tail wing. Just. Gotham Harbor. Aboard the Roman's luxury yacht, a New Year's party is in full swing.
Happy New Year, Salvatore.
Carmine, we've been rivals a long time, and you've always came out on top. But if we don't find a way to put a stop to this holiday business, this new year is going to be our last year.
You know, Marani, I appreciate your concern. It touches me, really, on the inside. And I've been thinking about this holiday, as the newspapers call them.
Or her.
Yeah, whatever. All I know is this strunz likes to hit members of my family, my business, and there doesn't seem to be any blood on your side of the table.
What are you saying, Falcone?
Have a happy New Year, Sal. You're right. It might be your last. Oh. Hello, Carla.
Just like Papa,
You keep your friends close, but your enemies closer, eh, Carmine?
Same could be said about you and me, Carla. Even if you are my only sister. Have you seen Alberto? It's nearly midnight.
I saw him on the deck earlier. I need some air anyway, so I'll tell your son you're looking for him.
What a lovely nest of vipers I've surrounded myself with. If it weren't for Alberto, there'd be nobody I could trust.
Meanwhile, on the deck, Alberto is standing alone. Carla Vitti emerges just in time to hear the gunshot.
Alberto!
A glass of champagne, party streamers, and the murder weapon itself is left at the scene.
Sorry.
It's okay. You're just in time. Harv, your hair's all wet.
It's been snowing.
Oh. Come along. I've got a little surprise.
The Gordons.
Harv?
I'll go see if he needs any help in the kitchen.
Well, did I tell you? Jim's niece is, staying with us for her school vacation. She's old enough to sit for the baby, so we could finally get a night out.
Nice. This time of year seems more special with kids around.
Where are you and Harvey in that department?
I'm not sure. I thought when we moved to this house, it would be a new start for us, but between this and the Roman case and the Joker and Holiday, whoever that is.
Shh. We promised no business talk for one night. Here's to next year, Gilda. May all your wishes come true.
I hope so, Barbara. I really do.
Harvey?
Ever stand in front of an open fridge, Jimbo? Looking for something that's staring you right in the face.
What's happened, Harvey?
We need to talk, Jim. We need to talk about Bruce Wayne.
I don't know what you're mad at me for. I'm trying to stop Holiday just like you are.
By killing everyone in Gotham Square. My cape caught in the blades.
Why not? You don't know who Holiday is. I don't know who Holiday is. But the odds are he or she might be in the crowd tonight. And...
It tears. I'm free. You're insane.
Has it really taken you this long to notice? Quick question. When the clock strikes 12, do I get a little kiss? I'll take that as a no. Boom!
Midnight. I grapple the hands of the Gotham Square clock, grabbing Joker, and jump. Aiming the plane for the waters of the bay below. The new year. One where the promise I made to my parents, the promise I made to rid this city of the evil that took their lives, might finally be within reach.
Batman, The Long Halloween, Chapter 4, New Year's Eve. Starring Omri Rose as Batman, John Curcio as the Joker, Ray Bullock Jr. as Harvey Dent, Rex Anderson as Captain James Gordon, Jeannie McGuinness as Gilda Dent, Sarah Langton as Barbara Gordon, also with Kevin Gaddy as Vernon, Drew Kalen as Carmine Falcone, Jason Rivers as Sal Moroni, Dara Seitzman as Carla Vitti, Alberto Falcone by Thaddeus Kilmer, music by Declan Gilgallon, Written by Jeff Loeb. Adapted and edited by Carl Dutton. Sound sourced from FreeSFX and freesounds.org. This is a fan-based production with no affiliation with DC Entertainment or Warner Brothers.